afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful creation we call Eden, our home. A home that was made green. A home that will stay green. A home that doesn't need the influence of nefarious forces to try to turn it into something else, to keep it green. It'll always be green. It's natural. We're in an ecosystem. Everything balances. It's just like the scales of justice. You know, they can adjust up and down. As one goes up, circumstances come into play to reduce what goes up to make it go back to a balance. The earth is in balance. Creation is in balance. We're in balance. But the New World Order wants to take it all out of balance and turn it into something else. And we played a clip last time I was up at bat to tell you about this conference, the New World Order conference, how they intend to use punishment to bring you into their system. And they have no reservations about killing billions of people. So you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to just ride in with the horsemen of the apocalypse and look at the circumstances facing our world today. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Joining us through the show will be Jeffrey Matt, my able American-Canadian sidekick, who will assist me in this venture. And I will play a short clip about an anguished mother to tell you about the receiving end of Dr. Mohammed's speech at the 2015 New World Order Conference when they're going to put billions of us to death. And this is a mother who trusted the system, who followed along, who listened to her prime minister in Trinidad and Tobago, and her son took the shot. And unfortunately, he died that evening of a massive stroke. How can we take things into our body that do us such great harm and extol them and make virtue out of them and bemoan the people who refuse, who look critically at what's before us and say no? How can we? But the anguished cries of a mother are very, very important. An editor of a smaller newspaper asked me a question on the weekend. What will it take? What will it take for people to wake up? This is, unfortunately, what it takes, a death of someone near, dear, and close to you. Can we play that clip of the pastor from Trinidad?
Night, everyone. I am Mava Piché. I came to tell the whole world what people is doing to the nations of the world. My son took the vaccine on Friday this week. On Friday night, he fell off his bed with a massive stroke with bleeding in his head. He was bleeding. He was bleeding from in his brains. This afternoon, I went down to the hospital in Mount Hope, and they pronounce him dead. I am sending a message to Mr. Prime Minister Rowley, and I am telling you to stop this nonsense because it's killing people. It's killing people, and you are lying and saying that the thing is not killing nobody, but people are dying every single day. People, take heed. My son is dead because he took the vaccine. He dead. They're lying. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, and I am speaking about the lies that the people are telling you. My son is dead. He's dead. He took the vaccine, and he died in 2 days' time. People, they are lying to you all, I'm telling you. Share this live. Share it to the world. Let the world know that it's time for us to come out and speak the truth. Speak the truth and speak it ever. They are killing us. People of Trinidad and Tobago, people of the Caribbean, I'm begging you all, people over the world, stop this nonsense. Because it is killing people. It is killing people. The people, the health staff. I'm giving this message to the health department of the world and all the people who took time to put this thing together and know that the vaccines are killing people. My son is dead. Can I get him back? God, vengeance belongs to God, people.
Indeed, indeed. It's hard not to be moved to hear a mother crying over the loss of a son. She posted that message on Facebook, and we know what Facebook did to it. So when I got that message, I said, I will do all in my part to broadcast her message to the world, to tell you that they are killing us, that they are murdering us. And corporate media may cover that up and gloss it over and pretend it isn't happening. But it is happening. Happening to too many people. And their stories have to be told, that there is a great risk of taking these shots. And I believe wholeheartedly the disinformation dozen, if you wish to call them that, the medical doctors who will stand up and speak the truth about this, that the best way to describe this shot is a murder weapon. It's just generally a slow-motion murder weapon. So you don't have the effect, as in her case, that your child dies right away the same day. That does happen, but it is rarer, much rarer. So we know it is killing people. And we have to say something. We have to do something. I also listened to Thomas Renz of RenzLaw.com, who was speaking at a conference about things that were released to him, a DOD data analysis program powered by AI called Project Salus. And it shows the deaths, the injuries, and it shows that the vaccine is ineffective. And what it did, it documented the public health care statistics of about 18.1% of the population, so that they could track in real time what's going on. So they know, but they're covering it up, sequestering it away, so that we can't know, so that we can be taken over. And then the good Lord just says, you know, George, look up Salus. Who's that? It's a Roman goddess. The name means safety, salvation, welfare. Part of a not-so-well-known cult from Rome, orchestrated around Circus Maximus. The origins of it remain mysterious to this day. We are at war. There is no mistake. We are being attacked as a civilization, as a body, the body that God put us in the world that he gave us. And I am just very, very disappointed in some of the organized religions of the world. When I was making my breakfast, I turned on the BBC News, and I hear the Archbishop of Canterbury speaking on climate change. There's a big conference coming up next week in Glasgow, pardon me, where we have to go to carbon zero, which just defies any kind of logic because it defeats the balance. Even if it was possible, I think the volcanoes that are erupting right now make that just, we'd have to go to like carbon negative by an exponential amount for a long period of time to get down to some kind of carbon neutral event here, because they're spewing up more stuff because it's just natural. The carbon in the air feeds the plants prosper and give us oxygen. If we cut out the carbon, well, then we don't get any oxygen. It's part of the balance. But he, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the Pope all got together. So that's Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, Pope Francis, and Archbishop Justin Welby, to talk about this United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP26. So here you have the leaders of three very large Christian organizations in the pocket of the New World Order, the United Nations, and carrying out their agenda. It just, you know, just dropped me. It really did. Not that I didn't expect it. So I couldn't find his exact words that were out on BBC, because they're going to bring in the new climate financial system, the Mark of the Beast system. And you'll get your health pass, or well pass, as they call it in Africa, where you can't buy or sell without using this MasterCard device for all payments. And when you get to a point where you've used up your carbon credits, you're cut off. The ultimate in social credit. Slavery, really. And this is what they're coming up with. So the full address, I have a link to, and I'll probably have to go through it maybe to find his exact words, but those were enough. And then I found a video from mid-September where he's speaking on Sky News, and he gets into, you know, how they're orchestrating this. And at the end, they've got $10 trillion to influence markets with. $10 trillion from investment companies and God only knows what else. And I'd say the what else has to be something diabolically evil to enslave people. The Great Reset is in the Bible, too. You can find that in the Lament over Babylon, Revelation 18:13. The value of everything goes to zero. Everything. Cargo of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple zinc, scarlet, all the kinds of citron wood, every article of ivory, precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, of wine, of olive oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, of slaves and the souls of men. And they will say, the fruit of your soul's desire has departed from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be seen again. The Great Reset. And you'll be happy. Why? Because this technology that they're putting into your body will take you back to Egypt, to slavery, to bondage, to the Matrix. And that's a very, very important thing. This is the time of the resurrection, the Tachyos, which I've spoken about before. There are two worlds, the Olah Hazeh, the present physical world, and the Olam Haba, the new mystical world that replaces it. An infinite dimension of God will be revealed. And what is that infinite dimension? It has to be the Matrix. To go back into an artificial dimension, the cloud. No one could understand the deep connotations to the technology we have. But it's very clear when you read those old Hebrew words to the highest level, where you have to interpret and understand them. Mitzrayim, Egypt, is far greater than just Egypt. It's the pathway between the two heavens. Even the lance that Christ was pierced with is a bizarre word, Ramak. The lance. They never had words to describe things that we take for granted today that are being used every day. So the warrior spear seems a whole lot more logical. But in the language, it talks about the Dam of Sarim, and the Agalim and the Meim. That is the blood of the he-goat and slang for urine of the path. So there's something inside this lance. What is it? I think the only thing we can concur on would be it's a hypodermic type of injection, where they're injecting something into a living body, changing it into something else. And when that is done, you resurrect into this other mystical dimension, the cloud. And that we've misunderstood the depth and breadth of what that means, because we don't understand the language with the deepest connotations involved, even though it's happening right before our eyes. We don't understand. But we better learn, and we better learn fast, because we don't have too much time left to turn this about, if we even can. But we have to be committed to be on the right side of history, the right side of justice, the right side of law. We have very little understanding of how our minds are programmed and made. And even if we start to learn some of the words, we find great difficulty in applying them to real life. Something I've tried to bring up over and over again is Baudrillard's concept of the hyperreality. Ideas put in your mind create a reality called a simulacrum. Going on all through history, right? Go back to when Shakespeare said the world is a stage and every actor plays his part, to today, with propaganda on the TV, the mega media controlling every thought and idea. And they put false images in your mind, so you think something is a reality, like COVID, a disease, with the only cure being the injection. We could go back in time, that, you know, a man in a cave attacked New York, because the media said so, even though it's highly illogical, even with a sat phone, that someone in such an isolated place could control a military operation and take down the biggest power in the world. It's highly illogical, but we can create that idea in your mind. Then we can start wars by saying there's WMD, yellow cake. We just repeat it over and over and over again, brainwash you into accepting it, and you believe it. Because it's on TV, it's in the newspaper, it's on the radio. You don't need to do any thinking or understanding. But to step back and ask a question, is this really happening? Am I being led or coerced or tricked into taking the bait, the candy? And it's hard not to conclude that we're not being tricked into taking this candy, because all our systems all around us are falling apart. Lawful authority, the courts, the police, any sort of individual who should be looking for the truth are all basically captured by an enemy thought program to control your mind and create a reality to make you march in. The master mind control program of the world is the children's fairy tale. Once upon a time, we lived happily ever after. When you follow that format, even with a bumpy road, you're hooked. It's very difficult to get out. You can't deprogram yourself, because if you do, you won't live happily ever after. But the truth of the matter is, when you tear apart the paradigm, you actually will live happily ever after. So we have this great plague. It's horrible, it's terrible, it's evil, everybody's got COVID, you touch anything, you're going to die, you'll suffer. Reminds me of that Star Trek guy, Mr. Hengist or something like that. You'll die, you'll all suffer, I'll make you die. And that's what they're talking about. That's what they're doing to you. Psychological warfare, 101. So fear, fear, panic, run. And you run into the trap. And the trap is the needle waiting there for you. The magic needle. like the Kool-Aid of Jonestown. They'll fix you. Don't worry. We got you now. And you take this poison in your body, and Dr. Mohammed's billions of people having the peace of the grave comes true. And what will it take to wake you up? Why do you have to wait until you cry the cries of a mother who lost her son? It takes that much to wake you up, to shake the spell off you, so they can say, you'll live happily ever after. How do you do that? You take the injection. And I've seen so many people take it. And is the ultimate placebo effect. You hear people in the street talk, oh, I'm double vaxxed. It's like, I'm safe, I'm protected. I can walk on water. Meteors couldn't fall from the sky and get me because I'm safe and protected. I've got it all now. Nothing can happen to me. But it's not true. It's a lie. And I feel so sorry for people because we'll know the truth, really, as this winter starts to pan out. There will be no mistake anymore. And that will decide it, if there's anything left to survive at all. One bizarre death that came out as well was a major general in the British Marine Corps. I think we can pretty much take a wild guess that he took his shot. 54 years old, probably a fine physical specimen, I think, as a Marine. Gone. And many more will join him. Till we break this spell they have over us. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're giving you the power.
Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us is our switch hitter, American-Canadian Jeffrey Matt, man about town, quasi-genius, Power Hour aficionado, and someone who does a lot of very, very interesting research in the origins of nation-states and what all that entails. And it's good to have him kicking the sidekick trail with us in our posse today. I watched Dr. Madej speak on the Stu Peters show, Carrie Madej, and she examined what was in some of these leftover vials under a microscope. And she saw a critter. Remember Ellie Mae from Beverly Hills? There was a critter in there, something really, really bizarre. She doesn't really exactly know what it is. Has appendages. It's alive, and it's moving, and it reassembles itself. So if you cut it, it'll reassemble. And it gets into your body, and it does all kinds of bizarre things. And this is what I get at when I talk about what was in Isaiah and John 3 in the resurrection, you know, that in this ramach, in this lance, is the blood of the he-goat, and the slang for some sort of wicked water. And there's really no mistake about what she saw. She shows the pictures. Can we play the little clip there, Todd, and we'll get that under our belts?
Quite a good scene, isn't it? One man crazy, three very sane spectators. Look, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God. Now I know what it feels like to be God.
Oh. Now that could be a clip from the movie Frankenstein. Or it could be Bill Gates or Fauci or any of these other slime balls in their secret laboratory thinking they're God and that they can create a form of life way beyond anything we could conceive of. Dr. Madej is a very tenured and experienced physician. She's never seen anything like this in her life. And she makes quite plain, because she understands what this technology is all about. And they're testing this right now in West Africa with a company called Gavi, MasterCard, and Trust Stamps. Amazing, they always get these words, you know, trust. Well, you can't trust them, that's for sure. An AI-powered biometrics company. They're building out a system that ties your vaccine status and medical records to a digital ID and a digital currency system, calling it the Wellness Pass. Oh, I'm so well, because I'm in the ultimate social credit system, and I'll be enslaved forever. But they leave a lot of those details out when they're scaring you about a disease, which is probably one we've faced many, many, many times before, whether it's a cold variant or the flu, and we haven't had to lose much sleep over that because we have an immune system. And the biggest reason why our immune system is weak is because we put all kinds of garbage in our bodies and take out a lot of the nutrients from our bodies, so it doesn't work too good. But you saw a tentacled organism. I have a picture on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, in the video section where I have two videos recently of Dr. Madej. One, she's a guest with Dr. Northrup and a Dr. Larry Pelvesky in a show called Critically Thinking, where they discuss this as well. And they're not too sure what this is, a Hydra vulgaris or a Polypodium hydriform, both of which are members of the Cindaria phylum, freshwater cousins of coral and jellyfish. But they look at them as being almost indestructible and self-assembling. So it spells out almost like a horror film what we're witnessing before us, what they're putting in our bodies. Something to change and take our blood away from us, the blood that God gave us, into something else. And we have to be very, 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 not just leery, but downright angry to have the righteous indignation and anger that this deserves, to say, no, you can't have my body, you can't have my children, you can't have my soul, you can't take our land, our countries. We're not part of this great reset. We don't want it. We're standing firm in faith to understand that this is not going to be your reality. My hyper-reality exists in what I've got and my desire to keep it. And we won't be frightened, coerced, or pressured into taking it away. I think we're going to see a terrible, terrible price paid for this. In the interim, too, I came across a great book by Eleanor McBean called The Poisoned Needle. She was a naturopathic doctor and professor, and her thesis is that the great flu pandemic was not a flu pandemic. It was a vaccine reaction. I think I've heard that recently, and I imagine they've probably been repeating this sort of thing many, many times before. So she shows pictures in her book of people that took the shot and got horribly, horribly sick with bizarre, strange cancers, you know, that I'm just a layperson, but, you know, you look at some of the pictures in her book and it's just like, wow, how can that happen to a human body? It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And it can happen when you put the right poisons in there. One short injection story was seven soldiers are being inoculated and die right there in the doctor's office just as soon as they put the stuff in their bodies. Just, you know, within a very short period of time, they're dead. What could possibly be in there to do anything good for you? One senior woman, I think she was from Missouri, even. She took the shot, got some whacked-out cancer that just turned her arm into something that is just beyond belief. But she insisted before she died that it be photographed in an attempt to try to dissuade other people from taking the shot or to save lives. God bless you, sister, because maybe you were part of what stopped this menace And we're all going to line up this fall and get more flu shots and stuff like that. This Dr. Pavlevsky, who did the interview with Dr. Madej and Dr. Northrup, made it humorous, and he laughed. It's hardly anything to laugh about with the severity of it all. But sometimes we have to laugh to keep our sanity. And he just said, you know, how are you going to stop this? Well, take both your COVID shots, all your boosters, your flu shot, your pneumonia shot, and your single shot, and it's all over. Because you'll be dead. And all the people that accept this hyper-reality won't be with us anymore. Then we sweep up, clean up, and start all over again. Terrible way to have to deal with this crisis. But that's probably one of the biggest things that could come our way, is when it becomes self-evident, it will be because of the death toll. What will it take? Too much, I'm afraid. Jeffrey, thank you for standing by with us today. God bless you. You're a fine man, and we are honored to have you amongst us.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be back.
Indeed, indeed. Do you wish to carry on with some of our disease rhetoric? And
yeah, I think that, first of all, in the first part where you're talking about the clip there with that woman from Trinidad Tobago, that was just awful. And I have a feeling that each action that's taken, no matter how difficult it is, can help change the outcome. And what you did, George, and what that mother did is exactly what it takes to, and again, this is just my take on it. It just changes the outcome so that we can save, even if it's just one life. Well, then that person might be able to save 10. The other person might save 1,000. And so this chain reaction is really why I am so honored to be on. But this self-assembling bioweapon that is being touted as a cure and everything's going to be okay and just keep taking all the shots until you're safe, right? Until you're safe. Safety starts from within. Safety starts from the ability to manage the self, and pushing the narrative faster than the person can handle. It's like watching a movie at the speed of 2 instead of normal. You accelerate it, and then so people can't really keep up with the story. They sort of understand the keeping up. And so this information that you presented to me is what I would consider a core element of the solution to change the outcome. And Dr. Madej and Stu Peters and everybody else who's been involved with this process of trying to describe and to educate and to share is absolutely, utterly critical to changing the outcome. Because even myself, you know, not only as a guest here on the show, but as an individual man, I have to face the same issue with my own family, with my own friends, where I'm not able to help them understand the severity of what George has been describing and has been doing so for, you know, for many, many shows, tirelessly. And the components and the ingredients and the delays and the administration and the oversights and the committees, all this stuff is designed to create a delay. But they push the narrative at ultra-fast speed. So they have administrative delays, and then they keep pumping out, well, we got to do this shot, got to do that shot. And I feel bad for the doctors who don't understand this. I don't know how many who don't, but thank God the ones that you and I are listening to, they do. And the outcome for this is like you, I'm very sad to say, it's very similar to what George was saying. I feel that there's going to be a great loss, and the only way to really to create an outcome where it's not a complete loss is taking the personal risk of saying, okay, what is it going to take if there's an opportunity for someone to come out in my environment, my family, my friends, and my circle, to help them become aware of these clips, become aware of these doctors who are risking everything, their career, their lives, their health, their freedom, to wake somebody up, to snap somebody out of it. And so I just really feel that this is it's a tragic system where they're trying to jumpstart an AI. They need that training data. And at the same time, create a manageable collapse where it's systematic, it's scheduled, and they have to do, and they already know roughly what's going to happen 2-3 months from now. And so here we are, we're scrambling, trying to find the information to desperately share it with our fellow men and women out there, of all races, all colors, creeds, backgrounds, so that you can take this message, find your own way, and help yourself and then help others. Just like when you're in the airplane, when you're taking off, thank God I've never had the emergency in an airplane taking a flight. But you don't put the oxygen mask on everybody else if there's an emergency first. You put yours on first. And then if there's a child or someone in distress or someone who needs help or someone you can assist, then you can help somebody else. So I don't know what your additional thoughts are on this, George, but when I heard that it was a self-assembling, you know, the first thing that came through my mind is that this has nothing to do with health. This has nothing to do with safety. This has nothing to do with freedom. This has something to do with a business model, a plan that I believe comes from Rome itself. Comes from Rome itself. And we could possibly go into that a little bit later, but I want to, you know, let George continue because he's on a roll.
Well, the great analogy with the airplane and the oxygen mask, you know, just excellent way to look at that. And you don't have to feel weird because you're the first one to put on this mask. And ironically, you know, I'm in touch with a stewardess who was involved in a plane crash who's gone through just untold hell recovering through the process, especially with bad science and bad medicine being part of the affair. And, you know, she's still very hurt inside and not ready to come on the air yet, but she's writing now and she's publishing, and you know, I'm very keen to have her come on the show to describe the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder from someone who has gone through hell and come out the other side, to help other people do the same. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of cajoling her to think about that and to speak like that. And I said, your first step was you grew wings by writing. And your next step is you're going to spread these wings by publishing. And now that they're spread, I want to give you the opportunity to fly, and you can fly in this sky we have here on Power Hour. And I would be very, very thankful to be your co-pilot or navigator through that, because it would help so many other people that are going to go through great post-traumatic stress disorders and have already done so. And so I look forward to germinating with her to bring her in for that. So that's just a little aside about, you know, talking about air and traffic and crashes and things like that. The world is very, very complex. The enemies, the predators, as Dr. Bregan calls them in his book, and he's quite correct about that. They are predators. Predators are fierce and strong and ruthless, and they don't stop for a second. The shark doesn't hesitate when it's thrashing through flesh to rip it apart and do what it wants to do. It can't think. It has no emotion in this. It's just something that's just done. It's a physical act without the thought processes behind it. And we have to understand that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the ultimate super criminals, the ultimate evil. And we are so slow because our learning curve is just basically a flat line. So even though ours has maybe risen up a little bit from the floor, these things are still far more advanced than we are yet for the things that they can and will do. There's nothing they won't do. And we have to come to grips with that. And the most important thing is you have to react quickly in many circumstances. My analogy is if you put your hand on the stove, it's hot, right? So you can't decide and just say, well, heat's a conspiracy theory. And it said on the radio that, you know, that burning flesh smell is nothing to be concerned about. So I'll just have my dinner and leave my hand on the hot burner for a while and think about what to do later. It just doesn't go like that. You got to take it off right away. And the biggest thing you got to do is remove the source of heat. Remove you from the source of heat or turn off the heat as a first step. And this heat we're getting is from the media. So one of the most important things we have to do is remove ourselves from the poison media that's brainwashing us. Turn it off, like I've tried to say for the last few years from the movie network. Turn it off right in the middle of the sentence they're speaking to you. Turn it off, because basically you're leaving your hand and your whole body on a hot burner. And they're lying to you. They're cheating you. They're taking you to death. So it's imperative, imperative as a survival skill. And it's not a war of violence. It's a war of ease. You just have to turn their crap off. Have nothing. Nothing's better than bad things. Call Founding Fathers talking about that, too, when speaking about the British press and how bad they were. It's better not to have any press at all than to have all the lies of the monster machine. And it's like that for you. And if you find a rare gem like Power Hour and a few of the others, I'll be on Caravan to Midnight tonight with John B. Wells. There's another good source. And you don't have to worry about your flesh burning. You've got options, good options. Jeffrey.
You know, when I I'm listening to what you're saying, when I've one of the a milestone in my learning to waking myself up is it was an accident that I found the Power Hour. And how I found it is I was there's a gentleman who's been on this show before. His name is Jordan Maxwell, and I had met him in Egypt. I think it was in 2006, and I was lucky enough to be his roommate on this trip in Egypt. And when I came back to, you know, when I came back to the States, and I stayed in touch with him, we became acquaintances, and then friendship came of it. Very fortunate. And eventually I ended up coming out and visiting him and then staying with him and living with him for a while. And I knew his health was under duress, and I was looking for solutions, and I found the Power Hour. I found Joyce, and, she was talking about this thing called the Strauss heart drops, but I didn't understand what I was listening to. I just was blown away that there's a place that you could learn about stuff that I couldn't find anywhere else, hardly at all. I mean, there was a few places, but it was really concentrated at that time. And so I ended up getting him some of these heart drops and a few other things to help him, you know, do his work. And over the years of listening and learning from him and others, I realized how incredibly transformative that was. But later on, I mean, of course, I was blown away at the time, but as years evolved, and I think the two things that are the most important to me that I want to share with the listenership today that helped me, and hopefully it'll be of service to you, is to sort of shake off all these lies, and to sort of free yourself from the narrative and the stack of liars out there. Is just to be curious, because that's really what it comes down to. If you're curious, then, I'll speak for myself. I was curious enough that I was able to make a breakthrough, because some of the stuff just didn't make sense. Some of the stuff was incomplete. So I had to keep listening. I had to keep learning. I had to keep figuring out. And then I heard Joyce's interview with John Perkins with the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and there's many others. And the list goes on and with Daniel Brinkman and so on and so forth. But curiosity is a very powerful tool that is embedded in us by our Creator. And by using it like a muscle, you can break through, at least I did, a lot of it. Not all of it. I'm still learning, and I'm going to learn until I no longer draw breath. So I'm a student for life. I'm not some of these people in offices who are top down, arrogance and all this stuff, and I'm the boss. No. I learn through questions, through listening, and curiosity is the gasoline in my tank. And so I thank the Creator for that. And so this is one of the magical components that you can break people out of it. Instead of saying it's this, it's that, it's this document, it's that document. Sometimes people can't receive the information. And the people who have been managing the planet, the misleaders, the criminally insane people who are operating this infrastructure, they know if we keep telling you a story that's incomplete, not fully developed, misleading, misdirecting, you end up with October 4th, 12:55, 43 seconds p.m. Eastern Standard Time here where I am, wherever it is, it's your time zone, of today's outcome. We're now facing basically an extinction level event. And the only the people who are willing to say, no, I no longer want to watch these, garbage television, TV shows that just gobble up your time. The imagination that's required to build that show, people dismiss it quickly. One of my friends says, I didn't like that show. I've made comments like that about a show I didn't like. But one day I went and I looked up how much did it cost to make an episode. And one episode of the show I didn't like was over $250,000. That's caterers, hair, makeup. Directors, producers, actors, everybody's getting a chunk of money to do all this so they can put together a 1-hour show, and that I was just, dismissing quickly. They control the power of the imagination, and they quell and they suppress the instinct of curiosity that we all have, and we'll mention children. Children are very curious. Well, my curiosity went down as I got older, as I started getting jobs. So curiosity is just a real key component for the wake up. So I have to thank Joyce and everybody else in the Power Hour. So hopefully that story makes sense.
Oh, indeed it does. It sounds like my trail to a great extent. This is Power Hour Nation. Time for a break. We'll catch up with you on the other side. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.